Words appear. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists will come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. 1 John 2:18. The words disintegrate and blow away, leaving only the phrase, many Antichrists will come. A symbol appears briefly, a circle with two dashes. Now, police interrogation footage shows a traumatized young man with chiseled features, fidgeting with his wedding ring. Congealing blood cakes one side of his brow. More smears his hands. A timestamp reads, March 30th, 2013, 3:27 a.m.
Let's just take it from the top, Mr. McCall.
Without looking at the detective, the haunted young man remains fixed on his bloody hands.
Mr. McCall.
I told you I didn't do it.
He gives a slight shake of his head and swallows hard. The recording cuts out. Now a home video bears a timestamp, 10:38 p.m., 8th of June, 2012. The shaky footage glimpses a house at night. Sharing the camera's perspective, we move to a tree. Partially hidden behind its trunk, we gaze at the charming suburban home, which boasts an upstairs terrace. We ascend steps leading to the house's front porch. Passing a couple of quaint wooden rocking chairs, we peek in through a downstairs window to find a few young women relaxing in a living room. Our view zooms in on a slim brunette with sweet girlish features and a wide smile. She chats with the others while sitting back on a couch. Later, she hugs a tall blonde goodbye. As the brunette heads upstairs, a round-faced young woman stays on the couch. With our view shaking erratically, we climb the home's exterior to the upper terrace. We face a door and carefully open it. Passing through a small room in the midst of renovations, we step onto a dark upstairs landing. We peek down the staircase to find the coast clear, then proceed into a softly lit master bedroom provided with an adjacent lounge area. Across the bedroom lies a bathroom door left ajar. Moving closer, we find the brunette wrapped in a towel as she blow-dries her long, soft hair. Unaware of our presence, she keeps her back to us as we inch closer.
Ma'am, stop.
Jesus.
No, come on, get off.
Get out of me.
Come on, buddy, get out.
The retriever trots away.
Tonight.
Come on, that is a dumb tradition. You don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it.
Shit, you do.
Okay, I kind of do. What are you doing?
Okay.
Later, they face a mirror. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present the McCalls.
They kiss.
Almost.
Almost. Okay. I gotta get this.
Hold on. Strike that pose right there. I wanna capture our last night together.
We're not dying.
Later.
Dad used to follow us around with one of these constantly. My mom gave him so much shit for it.
And it gets sweet. I wish I had something like that. My whole childhood's kind of a blank.
That's kind of why I want to do this. I mean, I don't know. I used to think my dad was so lame with all his nostalgia and all that, but I don't know. I kind of get it now. I kind of want this for us. I just want a record of all the important things that happened to us and all the, like, random stupid stuff that we'll forget about.
Mm. Yeah.
Tomorrow, we are officially family. So tonight, I want to start our family history.
Family history.
Yeah.
I love that.
Good.
They share a loving kiss. Now, in a large church, a congregation watches the beaming bride step through the entryway. Looking lovely in a strapless gown, she carries a bouquet of white blossoms. Later, the couple stands before a kind-faced priest.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
With this ring I thee wed.
With this ring I thee wed.
And pledge myself to thee forever.
And pledge myself to thee forever.
The groom kisses his bride passionately. Now, as the newlyweds have their first dance, the camera pulls focus to reveal a bride and groom wedding cake topper in the foreground. Across the reception hall, the groom twirls his bride, then pulls her in close. He whispers in her ear and she giggles. Later, the bride makes a speech.
I just wanted to say thank you to Ken and Sally for making me feel so at home. I've never really felt like I was part of a family before, so thank you for being so welcoming and wonderful.
Later.
Dad had like the first camera, you know, he'd carry it on his shoulder.
The tall
like
blonde plays an old home movie.
You know, I think you are a wonderful brother, and I think this is a beautiful, I'm being serious. This is a beautiful event, and I'm really grateful that you invited me.
The round-faced bridesmaid.
We were in the same foster home together for a year, and we were more than friends, family.
I hope that you guys will be happy forever. So, you're so happily ever after.
The couple cuts the cake. The groom forks a big bite of cake into his bride's mouth and kisses her. She playfully raises the knife at him. Now, amidst the crowded dance floor, the bridesmaids dance with wild abandon. Sitting at the edge, the bride and groom share an intimate laugh. Later, in an isolated spot, the groom faces the camera with an earnest expression, his blue eyes shining.
Sam, my beautiful wife. This was the most perfect day. I can't believe we're married.
Beaming, he glances back to the brightly lit reception pavilion.
And we watched this like a lot of years from now. Just remember how good looking I was.
He shakes his head and bites his lip.
I love you so much. I promise I will always protect you. Keep you safe.
Now, on a plane.
Speaking, I'd like to welcome you to the Dominican Republic. We realize that many airlines you could have chosen.
This is going
to
be awesome.
Flying with us today.
Now, vacation footage shows a view through a car window as we travel through the streets of Santo Domingo. We pass a man on a scooter who waves. Later, we view cattle grazing in a field, then pass lush jungle mountains.
Now, the honeymoon begins.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Now, on a beautiful beach.
We're gonna do this like swimsuit issue type thing.
Oh God!
No, you're gonna go in the water, uh-huh. And then you're gonna come out of the water.
Is that what I'm gonna do?
You just, yeah.
Okay.
Sam approaches the ocean warily.
Don't worry, I'm right behind you.
This is gonna go fast.
No, it's not.
She trots into the water. Now a statue depicts a Renaissance-era explorer.
Christopher Columbus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is the first cathedral in the New World. The Cathedral of Santo Domingo, it's Gothic style highlighted with Renaissance details.
Now the husband sleeps in bed.
Oh my God, I have never seen anything so fucking perfect before in my life. Look at the sea of white. Oh my gosh. What's that?
The camera zooms in on his wedding ring.
That's my husband.
Now the camera shows the husband singing at the wheel of an open Jeep. Our view shifts to Sam in the passenger seat.
You can all
ride. You're out of sight. What is that?
Later.
It's the coolest wedding present ever. Mason gave it to us. It's an adventure cam.
Oh, good. That's what I always wanted.
I know. And now we can go zipline.
Now Sam wears a helmet.
Just get your game face on.
She puts on a tough expression.
All right.
They zipline.
Hold on.
Sam rides backwards, facing her husband as they sweep past a river. At dusk, a carnival parade features dancers in colorful costumes and masks.
Wow.
We move through a crowd. Later, the husband dances with women in elaborate costumes. A masked man playfully leans close to the camera. Later, a stilt walker spits fire. Across a circle of dancers, Sam beckons us with a wave. Now, she leads us down a quiet alley to a door.
Go in here.
She gestures to a sign in Spanish with one word in English, psychic.
Hey, wait up.
We follow her through a beaded curtain.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you. Welcome.
A gray-haired woman.
Have a seat.
Okay.
I will study your palm.
Oh, okay. Which one do you want?
I don't think it matters.
I don't know. They're different.
The older woman gently caresses the lines of Sam's upturned palm.
You've had some hard times, but now you're so happy. You're happy.
She's good.
The psychic turns Sam's palm toward the light and studies it carefully.
No family. No past.
Sam listens receptively. Continuing her study of the young woman's palm, the psychic presses her lips together firmly.
You were born from death.
What do you mean?
They've been waiting.
You want to go?
Yeah.
They've been waiting.
Whoa.
They've been waiting.
All right, let's go. Thank you.
Jesus.
That's fine. They've been waiting. Okay.
All right.
You're the first.
Okay. All right, so.
Okay.